McCormick knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.
If you are fixing your bra straps, fussing with wires, or battling your bra during this podcast, you'll want to hear this. Third Love solves bra problems, or problems, and their bras make it easy to get what you want. With over 60 sizes, including half cups you won't find anywhere else, you'll never be stuck between two sizes that don't fit. So stop settling for bad bras. Get your problem solved and save $15 on your first order with code PODCAST15 at thirdlove.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 14 minutes past 7. Tanning TikTok has seen a resurgence in the use of sunbeds among Gen Z, despite their well-known health risks. And Professor Seamus O'Reilly, consultant medical oncologist in Cork University Hospital, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Professor. I presume you hear these stats with sort of dismay that people are still, and indeed in increasing numbers, using sunbeds.
Yeah, so it's very disappointing. This trend on TikTok has generated over 200 views initially, and it's very devious. They use the UV index in the environment. You're asked to upload a photo of your skin, and then an AI artificial intelligence program tells you how long to stay out. So I think that just the regular listener, I wasn't aware that if you go do a suntan session, the sun exposure is 15 times greater than staying out in the midday sun in the Mediterranean.
Okay,
and which is quite dramatic. Particularly in younger people, there's a significant concern about the public health risks of sunbeds, with an increased risk of skin cancer and a 60% increase in the risk of melanoma. So it's very concerning. Unfortunately, we've known about sun exposure and being sunburnt and its relationship with skin cancer and melanoma for some time.
Last summer, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that sunbeds are as harmful as passive smoking and asbestos and should be banned. Do you agree with him? Are we looking at that level of sort of a carcinogenic property?
Well, in the oncology community, these sunbeds are referred to as cancer tubes.
Okay.
So a woman less than 30 using a sunbed will increase her risk of melanoma by six times more than normal. We're also seeing that how melanoma, the trends for melanoma have changed in sunbed users. So usually we would see melanoma in the face and in the arms, the sun-exposed areas,
yeah.
And we're seeing it increasingly involving the chest, the abdomen, the back, because of this evolution where there's more
and
sun exposure
on
in
the
those
back,
areas.
You don't know it's there, so that's a problem. You know, if you can't see it on yourself, you're less
exactly.
likely to get checked in a hurry.
Enormous problem.
The other thing, I suppose, that's happening on TikTok is they're promoting the use of sunbeds, saying that it's like relaxation therapy, they're saying. Vitamin D therapy is how it's being described.
Yes.
Can you refute some of that for our listeners, you know, in terms of if that's what's being said?
It's not safe. This scientific evidence is overwhelming about the negative health impacts on this. There's also concern that sun exposure and sunbed exposure accelerate aging of skin. So while people are hoping to remain youthful and attractive in their 20s as a Gen Z, we see people, you know, who say, for instance, who smoke, who come to the clinic and they're 50, but they look 65.
Sure.
And that trend is going to happen as well. I guess the disappointing thing in this is that the influencers here are Gen Z, so they're dealing with their own tribe. I would probably be viewed as generation irrelevant in terms of influencing things here. And I would really hope that, you know, that they, that there are voices in that community that would reverse influence
what's happening now. Seamus, I think you'd be great on TikTok. I think we should move in that direction, because somebody needs to be in that space, I suppose, balancing all of this out. I know today is Daffodil Day, and obviously skin cancer is our biggest cancer really in this country. The message for people, if there's a takeaway from all of this?
I think that preventing, we see tremendous suffering in the cancer care community, unfortunately, despite huge advances in cancer care. And these are preventable cancers through measures that have been established for, you know, for decades. And we would encourage people to be, you know, responsible to, for the, not to others, but to themselves in terms of this. Yeah. We would hope that the influencers in the community would also, you know, would raise their voices as well and highlight the concerns about this. This is not, you know, this is a destructive trend, which will cause enormous suffering in the years ahead. I also would like to just say, you know, as a member of the cancer treating community, that we owe the Irish Cancer Society a great debt. Today is Daffodil Day. In our hospitals, patients are receiving information about cancer chemotherapy from the Daffodil nurses there. We also, a lot of the advocacy work in terms of sunbeds has been done by the Irish Cancer Society, and their level of involvement extends to supporting Cancer Trials Ireland and to advocacy. So we would really hope that people will dig deep and help them at this most important day of their financial year.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Professor Seamus O'Reilly, consultant medical oncologist in Cork University Hospital. If you do see people out collecting on Daffodil Day, throw a few quid in the bucket if you can afford to, because they're volunteering too. They're giving their time and they do such good work, and it is a really important day for them, and I hope they do very well today.
That line is worth repeating again. Going on a sunbed is like 15 times
the strength
of being out at midday in the Mediterranean during the summer. That is jaw-dropping. I've never heard that before.
You call them cancer tubes.
Yeah.
That's what you call them. Look, anyway.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
McCormack knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick Herbs and Spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, flavor sealed for unbeatable flavor.